Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a woman that says her husband is now her wife, and they're in love more than ever. You can tell the wife does the former husband's makeup because they look like identical sisters now. At this point, the wife should come out of the closet and become the husband. I predicted in the future many men will just use surgery to switch their wedding tackle with their wives, using sex transplants. It's already starting to happen with donors. Up next, you know that army recruitment numbers are down, when the army has to resort to using Twitch thought campaigns to convince teens to join. But why join the army? The only incentive is that they pay for your college. But these days they just do loan forgiveness. They're also targeting straight males with grade A bazookas like this, and it's utter UDDER desperation. This is actually the American army now and a former veteran injured in the sandbox. Number three is a woman that says she hates sex, and that even if she gets married, she won't let her husband touch her, that his duty is to work and take care of her needs. Some people will say that no sane dude will marry her, but I say that there are plenty of insane simps out there that will and say that they can fix her. She doesn't hate sex. She will give it to Chad Roan, but there are no high-value men that'll actually marry her. The men that are willing to marry her, she doesn't actually want to have sex with any of them. Moving on, here's a woman leaving a husband and kid at home because it's Halloween weekend. Well, looks like that relationship is officially over. She knows it and he probably doesn't. She's already technically cheating by dressing up in a way that solicits sexual attention. Also, is that really his baby or is it just another lie? He's getting the trick and she's getting the treat. Then again, maybe he's a hello cuck. But the most important part is that kid that belongs to Chad. Number five, speaking of being cucked in Canada, a DNA lab knew their test identified the wrong dads, but kept selling them anyway. ViaGuard Acumetrics was using guesswork instead of science. How much do you want to bet that they knew the cuck wasn't the father, but said that he was anyway so that women wouldn't lose their pen wallet? If I used them and they gave me false information, I would have sued them into oblivion. Up next, we have a guy that wrote into Dear Abby saying that he spent a decade being faithful to his wife, just to find out that she was having multiple affairs. If they have kids, he better get a paternity test ASAP, just not in Canada. Remember guys, most women are only as faithful as their options. It doesn't matter if the guy doesn't have a small package, is actually tall, and isn't fat, or cries in front of her. She's still going to look for a bigger, better deal. Number 7, someone says he thought that those were leg tattoos at first. I thought that they were henna art, but then I realized she actually pooped herself. To be honest though, my first thought was that those don't even look like legs. Looks like she's just strolling down the street, hoping that no one will notice. Maybe she was scared by a bear that she thought was cute. Let's just chalk this up to overweight women hygiene issues and nothing more. And yet somehow she still manages to reproduce. Moving on, speaking of soiling oneself, it looks like woke soy walker is at the White House, endorsing sleepy Joe Biden. The truth is that Mark Hamill is not making Biden better. He's just making Star Wars look worse, if that's even possible at this point. This is pretty much like Luke turning to the dark side in Return of the Jedi, and then having a press conference telling everyone what a great job the Emperor is doing. Looks like Ben should have never taught him about the Force, and he should have just let the sand people get him. Number 9 is a 35-year-old woman that loves sex, but she's celibate for the last 8 years, since she turned roughly 27 or 28. Translation, she loves to have sex with attractive men with great bodies, while her body keeps on expanding. She won't settle for a man below her high expectations. Then again, maybe she's looking for a bear and been preparing for hibernation for the last 8 years or so. With more women like this than ever, It looks like it's going to be a great time to invest in the adult toy manufacturing business. Up next, do you agree with this, that the poorest people and the wealthiest people both drive Toyotas, while everyone in the middle drives luxury brands? Toyota's quality lately has come down, and apparently Mazda's is a lot better these days. A Toyota makes sense if you're poor because you need your car to last. The Toyota makes sense if you're in the top 1 to 2% because you want to hide your wealth. Wealthy people don't care about status and poor people do, but they just can't afford it. Number 11, be thankful that women only want equality and not payback. Ironically, this statue stands outside a family courthouse in New York City. I guess they're putting their contempt out for men out in the open now. But you can't get taken to the cleaners in a family court if you'd never get married. Just like you can't get turned into stone if you don't look at Medusa here. The red pill exists as a reaction to this type of feminism. There's nothing to worry about if you avoid the women. Moving on, a man hires a working girl and his daughter shows up. I wonder if he got the family discount. But seriously, this is an opportunity for a great father-daughter teaching moment on so many different levels. I'll bet you anything she still ended up taking the money so that she wouldn't go tell her mother. What I don't understand is how the father didn't recognize his own daughter in the photos. Maybe he did. Number 13, they often say that geniuses are rejected by society. I guess this is what they call circling the square. The person doing this thinks that they're smart with their use of space, but it's just going to melt the cheese on the edge and make a great big mess and on fire. I bet you anything that this genius didn't think to make a square party-sized pizza instead. Up next, this 38-year-old woman decides she wants to have a baby, and claims that she was betrayed by feminism. Looks to me like that betrayal came from eating too many Dunkin' Donuts. You know she can still go to the sperm bank or get knocked up by some random beta. But it's too late to find a quality Chad. Maybe it's not too late to have a baby with a bear either. And she won't have to slim down too. The bear will just eat her excess calories as a nice light snack. Number 15, Canada cucks itself again, with this time with a new military logo that's supposed to represent a pixelated version of the country. Meanwhile, it looks like a puddle of mud. Either that or it still looks like it's loading. The person designing this is probably playing way too much Minecraft. You know your country is declining when even the logos end up a lot worse. Cat Canada designed this and only took about 10 minutes and looks a hell of a lot better. Moving on, maybe this is why women are choosing bears instead of men. The bears are over 6 feet tall, brown, violent, unemployed, and have multiple baby mamas, among other things. Damn, those brown bears are Chad now. But all that would really need to happen is for a black bear to show up and it would be perfect. Number 17, David circles this area and says that the most beautiful women in the world come from here. I love how England and France have been left out. English women are ghastly, and I guess it's true what they say, that the quality of their cuisine and beauty of their women made the British the best sailors in the world. But I've known plenty of beautiful French women, though. Unfortunately, many of them in France have been replaced in recent years. Up next is a woman that lied to her boyfriend and said she had been with 2 other guys before him, but it's somewhere between 25 and 35. She says he's conservative and that she is more modern. So we're now using modern as the new word for slut. Gotcha. But I think that 25 to 35 is still too low. I don't think even she knows the actual number. I think it's somewhere in the high double to low triple digits. The only reason she wants to tell the truth is because she's afraid of being caught in a lie. Number 19, you see this picture of Jamie, and she's 24 and one of these 4 women. Do you match with her and take the risk that she's the one on the far right? I can just hear some teenage guy in the 90s say, "Your mom is so fat, she only uses group photos on Tinder," in my head. It's far worse than we think, though. This is what Jamie really looks like with the full body shot, when she's not hiding behind a table. I wouldn't even hit that with the full hull of the Titanic. Moving on, we have a foreign man living in Japan, chasing one of the locals. But I'm thinking, shouldn't it be the other way around? It must have been drawn as propaganda against geomaxing men by a feminist. Apparently the Sakura girls like slim, tall, beta male sims from the EU, and not the fat nerds from America. But she looks like she's in love because she's blushing, so they're probably just playing. How cute. Number 21, you just knew the propaganda about men abusing AI girlfriends was coming. Women claim men are verbally abusing them. But they don't have pronouns because they don't exist right now, and you can't abuse a non-living thing. Women are just mad because if we don't need them, then they can't abuse us anymore. They should leave us alone because they have the bears now. But seriously, they want to police AI and lover bots because they don't like competition. Up next, this should be the most frightening image to American economists. The male minimalist that only consumes what he has to and still uses his old CRT from high school. Sometimes people think that Buy Nothing Day saves the planet. Meanwhile, men say hold my beer and have a buy nothing decade, besides food, of course. Single men save and invest more if we don't spend on women. That's one of the reasons politicians have decided to spike inflation to destroy our savings. Number 23 is Willow Simp, Will Simp's daughter, and she says that her success has nothing to do with her parents. Looks like Will has a daughter problem too. She's so successful, I didn't even know she existed until right now. Her biggest claim to fame is that her father was singing Getting Jiggy With It while she was conceived. That nose ring definitely spells out success to me. Moving on, we have conservative blogger Lauren Southern saying that her trad life turned into a nightmare, and that the online ideology doesn't work in the real world. Now she's a single mother. Pearl Davis asked Lauren why she wrote the article trashing her kid's father, because one day her son will grow up to read it. She probably hasn't thought that far ahead, though. Trad cucks will learn that even traditional marriage is still bad for you. I just hope she doesn't raise her son as a girl. Number 25 and the last one, just in time for Pride Month, Allah loves equality. He loves it so much that he gives wings to those that can't fly from balconies. More like Allah loves useful idiots from the West that donate money, resources, and their lives. Roddy Piper sees it correctly with his alien sunglasses, that this amounts to nothing more than sheep for wolves. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.